I got my sense of humor from my folks. My dad's funny. True story about my dad. Don't do this, but I think it's funny. Third grade, Halloween, we started to run out of candy. My dad starts handing out bouillon cubes. Come on, give it up. It's like, hey, kids, how you doing? Beef, chicken, beef, chicken, beef, chicken, beef. Trick or treat that, you little bastards. Some kids walking around. I thought it was a caramel. No, I think it's chicken broth. I think he gave it chicken. Is it beef or chicken? I can't tell. I think it's beef. No, it's chicken. I think he gave it chicken. No, it's beef. Shut up. I hate that guy. Last year he gave his croutons. I'm not going back. I swear to God. Halloween was such a big deal for a kid. Remember, you could not wait to find out what costume you were going to be? My mom had to work overtime, so she put my dad in charge of the costume. You know what that means? One year you're a hobo, the next year you're a bum. What's the difference? Like an eye patch separates the hobo from the bum. He didn't care. My dad was so lazy. One year he tells me to go as the next door neighbor. What? He's like, shut up, you're going. I'm like, Dad, how do I go as the neighbor? You know what he did? Handed me a monkey wrench, told me to go knocking on doors saying, hey, buddy, you mind if I borrow this? He didn't care. He didn't care. He was lazy. One year he just tossed me a remote control and a can of beer. I'm like, who am I now? He looks at me all proud. You're me! My mom's the one who really makes me laugh, though. You know why she's funny? She doesn't know that she's funny. You have someone in your life like this? Don't tell them that they're funny. It'll ruin the whole thing. Favorite thing she does? Takes two completely unrelated thoughts, puts them together in the same sentence. She calls me up in a fit like 3 weeks ago. She's like, that is sick, that is sick, that is just sick, 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 sick. Why someone would put poison in an envelope and mail it to someone I don't know, but your father can't stop standing in front of the big picture window with his underwear on. I understand completely. How does she do it? I mean, come on, how does she do that? How does she hook up some insidious terrorist attack with my dorky dad in front of the big picture window with the BVDs airing out the left testicle to the neighborhood? I have no idea what those have in common. I asked her, I'm like, Mom, I need to know. What do you think those two things have in common? You know what she says? Well, I wish they both would never happen. Funny now, but your mom was never funny when you were growing up. All you wanted were straight answers as a kid, but your mom would never give them to you. You'd be like, Mom, I'm hungry. Will, nice to meet you, hungry. You know what? I didn't say I was starved for entertainment. I said I was hungry, I believe, okay? Just give me the answer. Never an answer, always another question. You'd be like, Mom, where's my coat? Will, now, where did you leave it last? Look, you know what? I'm six. I don't even know where I am right now. Obviously, I'm not bright. I lost my coat, so could you just tell me where it is and we end this? Because if I walk outside and freeze to death, that's going to be on your head for the rest of your life. Would she give you the answer? No, she'd give you another question. Now, think. If I were your coat, where would I be? Come on! Stop this. I don't want to think like a coat. I'm not a coat. If I had to think like a coat, I guess I would be lost, just like my coat. How about if you were my mom, where would you go find the coat? You know, how much would the new coat cost because you didn't look for the old coat in the first place? How far is it to Target?